probes into a school shooting response. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A new investigation is being launched into the response to the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Texas State Police say they're launching an internal review into the actions of more than 90 state troopers who were at Robb Elementary School during May's mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. It follows a damning 80-page report on the inaction of law enforcement for 73 minutes as a gunman fired 142 rounds inside the school. Last night, at a special school board meeting, angry families of the children and teachers who died chanted, "Shame on you," and called for police accountability.
Stand with us or against us, because we ain't going nowhere.
Department of Public Safety officials aren't saying when that review will be complete.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Two former White House aides, former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger and former press aide Sarah Matthews, are expected to testify Thursday night before the House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. Both resigned immediately after the Capitol breach. Select Committee co-chair Congressman Benny Thompson testing positive for COVID, but calling for the panel to hold its hearing without him tomorrow night. Nine staffers with The Late Show with Stephen Colbert won't face charges following their arrest for trespassing in the U.S. Capitol.
The U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., dropping charges against the Colbert Nine. They were caught at the Capitol after hours. Capitol Police kicked them out earlier because they did not have an escort nor a press credential. You can't be in the Capitol complex unattended after hours. Dropping the charges raises questions about fairness.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Britain shatters its record for highest temperature ever registered as a heat wave grips much of Europe. The UK Met Office reporting a high of 104.4 degrees today at Heathrow Airport. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Florida jury today hearing more evidence in the sentencing phase of Parkland High School shooter Nicholas Cruz, who could face the death penalty.
Jurors in Fort Lauderdale spent Monday hearing how Nicholas Cruz stormed Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, killing 14 students and three adults.
Cold, calculated, manipulative, and deadly.
Prosecutor Michael Satz also played video for the jurors as recorded by victims. This jury is expected to endure months of evidence presentation before deciding if Cruz, who's already pleaded guilty, should be sentenced to die. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A community remembers those killed and injured in Sunday night shooting at a suburban Indianapolis mall.
A vigil at Resurrection Lutheran Church, not far from the Greenwood, Indiana Mall, where three people were gunned down Sunday night.
Pedro, Rosa, and Victor.
These people deserve to be remembered.
I can't fathom what anybody's going through.
Two people also hurt in the attack inside the mall's food court.
A good Samaritan that was armed shot the shooter,
killing him and quickly ending the bloodshed. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen calling the 22-year-old good guy with a gun a hero in a state where constitutional carry became law July 1st. And as the investigation also plays out into the gunman and his motive. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man in Missouri is suing over Bass Pro Shops' return policy regarding socks. Kent Slaughter says for years he returned his socks for new ones when they wore out, But Slaughter says the last time he tried to return four pair of socks, he got new ones with only a 60-day warranty. His complaint is now a class action lawsuit against Bass Pro. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.